Last week, Congress passed the American Rescue Plan. The package includes $39 billion dedicated to child care relief for both parents and providers. This aid is more than welcome here in Maryland, where 79% of child care providers say they've experienced major financial losses due to COVID-19. The support will save small businesses, will get parents back to work, and most importantly, get children back to learning. It is sweet relief indeed, but it's temporary. Early childhood teachers are still drastically underpaid compared to their K-12 counterparts. Many rely on public assistance just to make ends meet. Conversely, parents still struggle to pay for care, and quality care is completely out of reach for far too many families. This leaves children unsafe and unequal. Advocates have been saying that we need to invest in early care and education since the Nixon administration. If incremental but meaningful investments had been made along the way, childcare may not have needed this latest lump sum subsidy. We do know that America would be reaping the benefits of a better educated workforce, lower crime rates, and less social spending that are all the outcomes of quality childcare. It should not take a pandemic for us to invest in our children. We must invest even in times of stability to make sure our economy, our workforce, our state, and our children can withstand the next disaster. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.